Blog Talk Radio.
Power. I need I need you touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now.
your background, it doesn't matter. He's giving you the victory. Victory. Victory.
He's right there. That's why I love to sing about him. And I love to I've been lied on, I've been talked about, misunderstood, but still God was always there. He picked me up and he brought me out. I never really felt I deserved his goodness or his grace, but that's the kind of God we serve. What a friend we have in Jesus. When everything that you worked for all of your life suddenly disappears, and you feel all hope is gone, and those that you confided in told everything you said, family members you thought would never leave you, they deceived you. When that happens, baby, it's all grace. It's all God. And I want to tell you something. He's better than any doctor, better than any lawyer. He's better than any friend, because friends will deceive you. He's better than any lover that I've ever known. He's awesome. He's better than any psychiatrist, because he knows me from the inside. Oh, him. He'll never leave me. And let me tell you something else. You can never shock him. Anything that you do, I'm amazed that he loves me anyway. You see, by faith, I can come to you.
Praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers. In Christ Jesus, I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his blessed Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we bless you and we thank you this day. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. We give you glory, we give you honor, O God, we magnify your name. Your name, O God, is awesome. What a wonder you are, Jesus. We are here to express our love and our gratitude to you. O Jesus, we love you. We thank you for all that you've done in our lives. We thank you for all that you are doing in our lives. We thank you for all that you will do in our lives. We give you honor. Hallelujah. Glory. Glorify your name. Oh, Father, you are worthy of praise and glory and honor. Hallelujah. We bless you. Father, this morning we come to thy throne of grace and we ask you for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Rain down your mercy upon us. Forgive us of things that we have done that did not bring glory and honor to your name. Oh, Father, have mercy upon us, O God. We pray for mercy for our children in the name of Jesus. Mercy for our spouses in the name of Jesus. Mercy for our siblings in the name of Jesus. Mercy for our grandchildren in the name of Jesus. Mercy for our parents, O God, that are alive. We pray for mercy. Mercy for each and every one under the sound of our voice. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of all our sins. Cleanse us, O God, from all unrighteousness. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right and a steadfast spirit within us. Mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, this morning we ask you to release the blood of Jesus over the airways, the cyberspace, the networks, O God. We cover our spirit, soul, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, O God. O Father God, we thank you that you are a wall of fire around us and a glory within. We thank you, Lord, for sending your holy angels to assist us, minister to us, O God, guide and protect us, and do your biddings, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray for those that are sick right now, O God. I cover them in the blood of Jesus, O God. Let the blood of Jesus bring healing to their bodies, O God. Every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system, in the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let the blood speak. Hallelujah, the blood of Jesus. Someone going with suffering with high blood pressure. The pressure is high. I release the blood of Jesus for the pressure to come into normalization in the name of Jesus. Let the blood pressure come into normalization in a normal. Let it be normal in the name of Jesus. Oh, we command the blood pressure to come down, to come into alignment with the word of God. Let the blood pressure come down. We come against every kind of stroke in the name of Jesus. And we command the blood pressure to come down in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, there's some that are weak, oh God. In the name of Jesus, the weakness in their bodies. But God, we pray for you to strengthen the bodies. Oh, Father God, strengthen the physical body in the name of Jesus. Strengthen it, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Any vitamin deficiency, anything that they're lacking in the name of Jesus in their bodies, oh God. We ask you, Lord, to supernaturally release it into the bodies in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we come against arthritis in the name of Jesus. We speak to the spirit of arthritis and uproot it in the name of Jesus. We command that spirit to get out of the body. The body belongs to Jesus Christ. It's our bodies, our temple of the Holy Spirit. Oh, we command every muscular disease in the name of Jesus to loose the body, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and let our physical bodies come into alignment with the holy word of God in the name of Jesus. Father, forgive us for not taking care of our bodies as we should. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon us, oh God. Father God, we pray, Lord, that we will begin to take care of our bodies, knowing that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, lead us and direct us, show us steps to take and the steps not to take. Holy Spirit, every time we go wrong, and let the Holy Spirit convict us, and we pray that we come into repentance in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you, we bless you, we praise you. We worship you, O God. Thank you for each and every one under the sound of my voice. I release Psalm 91 over each and every one in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we bless you. We thank you. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory to God. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm not going to keep you long this morning. I'm going to read from the book of Luke 10:38-42. This is one of my favorite scripture. I'm going to read it, and I'm going to take you progressively through Mary and Martha's story, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Father, as I read your word, we pray for the anointing of the Holy Spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So that the rhema, Father God, that the logos word become rhema word in the name of Jesus and flows, oh God, Father God, that your children, we have the understanding of what you're speaking to us this morning in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for a fresh infilling of your Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. As Jesus and his disciples, Luke 10:38-42. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha, number one, Martha opened her home to him. Put that down. Number one, Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. I'm going to take time with this. Martha opened her home to Jesus. Mary sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. Underline that. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary had chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. Hallelujah. I want you to look at the two sisters. One opened their home. One is there listening at the feet of Jesus. Martha is so busy, and she wants Mary to help her, and Jesus tells her that Mary has chosen the better part. Hallelujah. So let's go to John, hallelujah, John chapter 11, hallelujah. And then this is a familiar story, hallelujah, but I would just go over it a little bit. Now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sisters were sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereof. Now Jesus loved, I want you to look at this, Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Jesus loved Martha, and our sister, of course, is Mary and Lazarus. Hallelujah. When he heard that, therefore that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. And after that said, he to his disciple, let us go into Judea again. I'm going to take you a little bit further. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, we praise his name. Let's look to 11, verse 11. John 11, verse 11. These things said he, and after that he said unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep. Then said his disciple, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. Howbeit Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking of rest in sleep. Then Jesus said plainly unto them, Lazarus is dead. And I am glad for your sake that I was not dead to the intent that you may believe. Nevertheless, let's go on to him. Hallelujah. So Jesus and his disciples move on to Bethany to go to Mary and Martha, where Lazarus has been is already dead and buried. And let's go to verse 19. And many of the Jews came to Mary and Martha to comfort them concerning their brother. Let's look at Martha. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat in the house. Martha went and got Jesus. And Mary sat in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had not died. My brother would not have died. But I know that even now, hallelujah, even now, but I know, who am I speaking to? That even now, I know that even now, whatsoever thou would ask of God, God will give it to you. Jesus said unto them, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus said to her, I'm the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believeth thou this? She said to him, yea, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had said, she went away and called Mary, her sister, secretly, the Master is come and calleth for thee. Hallelujah. I'm going to stop right there. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And I'm going to take you to John 12. Hallelujah. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he had raised from the dead. There they made a supper, and Martha served. But Lazarus, one of them that sat at the table with Jesus. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Hallelujah. I'm going to stop right there. I want you to see the progression of Martha. The reason I went through the scriptures, starting from Luke, because I want you to see at the beginning of the story, you see Martha opened her home to Jesus. Hallelujah. It was her home that was open. When Jesus came to Bethany, she opened her home to Jesus. And Martha was the one that opened. They didn't say Lazarus. They didn't say Mary. They said Martha. She opened her home. Hallelujah. So why would he look at Martha, even though there was the three brothers, three siblings? Martha opened her home to him. Hallelujah. Because there's a lot of time theologians look down on Martha, and this morning I'm really not talking about Mary, I'm talking about Martha. Hallelujah. Open her home to him. Hallelujah. So I believe when you read, when we go look back, Martha was the one that any probably would, I'm not saying that for sure, but I believe that she was the one that even introduced Mary and Lazarus to Jesus. Even if she wasn't, she was the one. Lazarus had a womb. Mary had a womb. But Martha opened her womb. The Bible says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if anyone, in Revelation 3:20, will hear my voice, he will open and open the door. I will come in and talk with him. Hallelujah. I want you to know that she's opened her home. So Martha is an open door. Martha is an open door. Hallelujah. She is an open door. There are many times we do not pay attention. When you read the word of God, you got to take time and read it, not fast, but very slowly. Hallelujah, so that you can have an understanding and a revelation of what the Spirit of God is speaking. If the Holy Spirit is not with you, you will not understand this word. Hallelujah. Any word from the Bible, the word will always remain as logos instead of rhema, because we need the Holy Spirit for the understanding. So Martha opened her home, and of course Martha, now she's fixing all this. I mean, that is great. She doesn't understand who Jesus is. She doesn't have a revelation, but she opened her own. She believed probably is, but she doesn't have that understanding and revelation. So she really busy preparing and fixing things and making sure everything is right, because she wants to give Jesus the best. But she don't have the understanding and the revelation yet. Hallelujah. Her sister is right there. She's intrigued, and she's listening to Jesus. And Martha complained. Jesus said, Mary has chosen the better part. Why? If you look at Luke 10:38-48, because Martha, although she opened her womb, she doesn't have an understanding of revelation of who Jesus is when it begins. She doesn't. Many times we open our wombs, we receive Christ, but we do not really have an understanding of revelation of who Jesus is. And there are times people, from the time they have received Christ as the Lord and personal Savior, they stay in that position. Still not understanding, still not having a revelation of who Jesus, just contending, even though Jesus is saying that you are distracted and Mary has chosen a better part. We stay in that position. We don't want to grow in Christ. We get so comfortable because of tradition and religion. I don't care what happened, we're going to be there because we're comfortable. They did it that way in 1842, and we're going to follow the same way that our great-great-great-great-great-great-grandparents did things in 1842. We're not going to grow. I wonder what's going on in our minds when I think about that. It's the world that seemed like when Adam and Eve was, when God first created the world, the world has always been going from level to level, and before men used to walk, then men rode on horses and different things, and you see that progressive, you see cars, you see different things that has happened, you see airplanes, you see men are going to the moon, you see a lot of progression. The world is not the same like it was when Adam and Eve, God, and the world has grown to different levels and different stages, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, and different eras and different things, hallelujah. How do you think Adam and Eve and the people, the patriarch, when they look down on the world right now? I'm not talking about our sin. I'm looking at the world in a physical way. When they look down the world, they say, oh my God, are people who used to walk for distances, people who used to ride their horses, people who used to, there's so many things that have happened, but the world, it has progressively changed. There were times people used to build, when they build their houses, hallelujah, they use different materials. Now you see skyscrapers, you see different things. The world has changed, and hallelujah. And some people, because God gave men that idea and technology to bring the world to a certain place, there are times people only used to take boats and ships to go from one continent to the next. It would take days. And then we had the Wright brothers with the airplane. Hallelujah. And things have gotten better. What am I talking to you? Get out of that beginning stage. Hallelujah. Why don't you want to move from one level to the next level? So when we look at John 11, now you see that Martha has gone. When you look at John 11, she said, Lord, if you had been here, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, that means Martha has gone. From Luke 38, she's gone. She said, even now, because now she understands who Jesus is. And she said, thou art Christ, the Son of God. We should come into the world. She has an understanding and revelation, and she knows who Jesus is. She doesn't just sit serving and cooking and not sitting. When Jesus tells her, your sister has chosen the better part, she goes, she learns more, she spends more time. She wants to have that desire, and you see that spiritually, she has grown. When you look at 11, then when I look at John 12, but the Bible says that Martha served, they made him supper, and Martha served. This time, she's serving with revelation, and she's serving with understanding. At the beginning, she was naive, but you see, she has seen. Have an understanding. Even before Lazarus was raised from the dead, even before that, Martha grew in spiritual things. What am I saying to you? It is not business as usual. Let me tell you one thing. The world is progressing. There's so much going on in this world today. Evil. If you don't grow in the things of the Lord and don't learn and grow, not on a traditional level, but grow spiritually, the enemy will mess with you. Hallelujah. It's not okay that you come on a prayer line. It is okay when you take that time by yourself and spend time in the Word of God and asking Him for understanding and revelation, that you seek a time to spend in His presence, pray, and ask Him to show you and lead you and guide you. Now, when you come to the prayer line, you have come with an open heart of understanding. The Holy Ghost is open, has opened your eyes. I said this before and before. Don't be complacent and stay where you are in Christ. You need to grow in the things of God. You need to grow. Don't stay. One of the things I admire, Mother Somerville comes on the prayer line 3 a.m. sometimes. We're praying in the Spirit. And she might not understand. We don't understand because the Holy Spirit is praying to us. Hallelujah. But we pray in an unknown language for 1 hour. Mother Somerville will stay through that hour with us as we pray in the Spirit. Why? Because she hunger and thirst after righteousness. She wants to be in the presence of the Lord, even though she might not understand what we are saying. And we're not understanding because the Holy Ghost is speaking to us. Hallelujah for edification. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. But this lady, she wants to be in the presence of the Lord. So she does not care. She said, I don't care. I don't know what is happening, but I know the Spirit of God is right there. And so she will come and be, I know it because I'm on every 3 a.m. And, you know, others will say, oh, I'm not coming. I don't know what they're saying. They're speaking. We, as we pray in the Spirit, we are being edified. The Lord is speaking through us, mysteries and mysteries and things that the enemy cannot even hear and know that language. We might not know, but we be edified. I've been healed just by praying in the Holy Ghost. That's another time for a testimony. And my husband can verify God has healed me just from praying in the Holy Spirit. Well, you know, and you think that nothing happens because when you pray in the Holy Spirit, you directly, if your heart in the right standing and you pray in the Holy Spirit, that's like a direct connection with the Holy Spirit. But I want to say, Mother Somerville, you're not going to miss that. She is there. She is there. Because she realized, she said, oh my God, 3 a.m., the presence of the Lord fills the place, the glory of the Lord, because it is God that is speaking through us, using our vessels, our bodies as vessels to speak. That's a lady that hunger and thirst after that. Lord, I do not understand, but I'm going to be there because your presence is there. Your presence is there, and I'm going to be there. Oh, God, your presence is heavily there. I'm going to be there. Even if I do not know what is happening, but one thing I know, that your presence is there. And this is how you grow in the things of the Lord. Hallelujah. You don't have to have an understand what we're saying, hallelujah, but it's the voice of God speaking to us, hallelujah. So when the voice is speaking through us, there's a lot of things that's happening. That healing, that deliverance, that restoration, there's different, God is doing such marvelous things. And there are times He speaks and He gave us the revelation of what He's speaking to us, and we will begin to prophesy in the name of Jesus because He speaks through us. He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Hallelujah. Diligently seek Him. And I admire there when I come on and I see her, I look on the board, see her there. I'm so excited to see her. In fact, before I even come on, I begin to pray for her and her family in the name of Jesus, because I know she's there. Hallelujah. And I pray before I even, oh God, give her an understanding, give her a revelation. Just let her get an infilling of your Holy Spirit, because Lord, I know that you will bring her on. Let her feel your presence. Let her feel your anointing. This woman is in her 80s, but she hunger, oh my God, and thirst after Jesus Christ. What a hunger. And this is something that we should yearn for, to be in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. And what it does to me, it encourages me. Even when I'm tired and I'm weary, I get encouraged. I say, if she can do this, I come and just to be in his presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Martha did not just want to be without understanding. She wanted to know. She thirsted. You see her progression. There's a song that says, I want more of you, Jesus. More of you, Jesus. How many of you want more of you, Jesus? Jesus, I want more. Hallelujah. I want more. I want to grow. I want more of you. I'm not contented just being here. I want more. I want more of you. I'm not just contented with the status quo. I want more of you. I want to know you more. I want more of you. I just don't want to be on the outer court. I am that I am. Don't stop being on the outer court. Come into the holiest. Come until you get to the holiest of holiest. You got to go to the holy place. Then you got to go to the holiest of holiest. Hallelujah. Because let me tell you, if you're on the other court where the brazen altar and the laver is there, I will teach you about that another time. Hallelujah. That means, you know, you cannot stay in that position for the rest of your life and God giving you a chance to get moved on higher. I've said this before. The Bible said, they that hunger and thirst. But Apostle, what's happening to me? Because you are not hungry and thirsty enough. You're not, you can tell me, but God sees your heart. You don't have that desire to move further in the things of God. You're complacent. God wants you to come up higher. Hallelujah. God is speaking to I am that I am, Prayer Tabernacle Ministries, the members. Come up higher. Come up higher. Stop staying in that outer court. Hallelujah. It's not okay for you to stay there. It is time for you to move higher. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about asking God for healing and deliverance and this and that. I'm talking about wanting to know more of him, wanting to spend more time learning more of him. Revelation 4, after this I looked and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it was a trumpet talking with me. We said, come up hither, and I will show you things which must be hereafter. God is calling you higher. God is calling you higher. Don't stay down there. Come higher. Come higher. It's not because God healed you or did this. No, it's more than God healing you. It is more than God providing for you. It's more than that. It's for you to have that desire to be in his presence. Moses said, if your presence do not go with me, I cannot go. There were times when God said, Moses, these people are stubborn here, so I will send the angels to you. Moses said, to lead you. Moses said, no, no, Jesus. I mean, God, hallelujah, I want you. If your presence don't go with me, I can't go. I don't want no angel, Lord. I want you. How many of you can say that I want you? Lord, I know you send your angels to protect us and guide us, and I know they're here to do your biddings, but God, I want you. It's like a child, she lived with her aunt and all the other persons for years, but the child said, no, I know my aunt has treated me well, I know my cousin has treated me well, but mommy, I want you. I want you. Do you want him? Is your heart, is your heart in the right place to want him so badly? Because when you want him, Derek, what it is that love that pour. You will not want to do things that are displeasing to him. You want to be in the right standing with him. You want to please him. You want him. You want to be in his presence. You want to do what? Oh, my God, do you want him? How bad do you want the presence of the Lord? How bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? When I say this again, but if some of you come, how bad do you want it? How you? Because that's how bad she wants it. Am I telling you to come? No, not because I'm saying that about her, because it's the heart. It's the heart. So you can't just come because, Apostle said, come. No, you will not get anything because God sees your heart. Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank you for your word. I can never get enough of you, Jesus. Hallelujah. More of your power, more of your glory. We want more. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. And we bless you. I pray for each and every one under the sound of my voice. I pray that the Holy Spirit will touch their hearts to want more of you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah, we have a few more minutes. I don't usually do that, but I will open the line if anybody wants to say something, and please just take where you want to say hallelujah. If not, I'll close. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 I just want to bless God. It's only a possible. Our message was so touching. I just want to bless God and God will also use me. I'll be hungry and thirsty and open my heart unto the Lord to come in, and I will want him more and more. I just want to bless God for these messages that you always bring. I pray that God will give us a person that will take this message in and use it on our Jesus' name. God bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up your daughter this morning. Father, I pray for a fresh infilling of your Holy Spirit. I pray, oh God, that you will continue to lead her and guide her, draw her close to you, Lord. Open her spiritual senses. Her eyes, give her revelation as you read the word. Take her closest to you, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, O God, your grace is sufficient for her family, in the name of Jesus. O Father God, I pray for open doors and open windows, O God, in the name of Jesus. More importantly, I pray that she will continue to get the understanding and revelation as she serves you more and more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, I come against every work of evil and darkness against your daughter, Mariama, in the name of Jesus. I destroy through the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. I release the fire of the Holy Ghost. I release the fire of the Holy Ghost to destroy every evil work of darkness against her, against her destiny. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I release the blood of Mosotori Akaramase. In the name of Jesus, Yakaramase Teria Koromase. In the name of Jesus, Yakoromase. She will live to declare the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. In the name of Jesus, Yakuriamase Teriako.
Jesus.
Keep her covered in your blood. Send your holy angels to be with her 24/7 in the name of Jesus, O God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Mary, I'm going to call me right back after this. Hallelujah. After the prayer, call me. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. If there's anyone else, press 1. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you and we bless you this morning. Hallelujah. We give you glory. We give you honor. I thank you for each. Oh, okay. Let me open the line for Mother Pastor Young. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I bless God this morning for waking me up to be among the living and to be in his presence, where there is fullness of joy. I thank him for my life. I thank him for my children's life. I thank him for my siblings' life. I thank him for my nieces, my nephews, my cousins. I thank everyone, friends who connected to me. I thank them for their lives. I think you are to pray with me and to pray for me.
Amen.
And the Lord should give me strength.
Amen.
Should give me strength.
Amen.
As I go through this time of bereavement of a friend. It hit me a lot.
Amen.
It hit me yesterday. But I thank God that he gone home for rest. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Oh, Father, I pray, God, your daughter asks for strength in her bereavement. Strength in her, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, absent with the, in the body is present with the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the life of a friend, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, you said there will be mourning on Mount Zion, but God, you will pour upon her your oil of gladness. In the name of Jesus, upon her, oh God, strengthen her. Strengthen her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I pray that you will continue to bless her children, bless her siblings. In the name of Jesus, grandchildren, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray that you will lead her and guide her, direct her path. Oh God, breathe on her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. The Lord is strengthening you in the name of Jesus. His strength is made perfect, hallelujah, in your weakness. Just receive his strength in Jesus' name, amen. And have we pray that you have our sympathy and condolences in Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Okay, hallelujah. Providence, amen. Amen.
Oh, amen. Praise God. I praise God this morning for his word, for his being able to be a part of this teaching. And I receive it in the name of Jesus. I praise God's blessing in your life, in this life of this ministry. And in blessings for each and every one, and I ask for prayers for myself, my children, grandchildren, my household. In the name of Jesus, please, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up your daughter, O God. And Father God, we pray for her household in the mighty name of Jesus, O God. Her children, her grandchildren, her great-grand, O God, her siblings, her mother, her nieces, nephew, O God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will lead her and guide her, O God, in the name of Jesus. But for you have chosen her to be over her family, O God. Father God, to lead her family, to guide her family to Jesus Christ, O God, for such a time like this. So I pray that you will release more grace upon her, O God, in the name of Jesus, to fulfill her mandate, O God, that she will not be afraid. She will do all that you've called her to do. Keep her under the blood. In the name of Jesus, keep her children and grandchildren and great-grand under the blood of Jesus. Bless her going in and her coming out, O God. Strengthen her, O God, in the name of Jesus. Touch her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet in the name of Jesus. Father God, lead her and guide her, Holy Ghost. We bless you and we thank you for your showers of blessings being poured upon her. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. If anyone else, if there's no one else, I'm going to close. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you and we bless you this morning. I receive your word, O God. I want to grow closer to you, O God, and to do your will in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I just want to say thank you for each and every one, your children, O God, regardless of whatever is going on. We trust you, Jesus, and we love you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for revelation and understanding. Order our steps, O God. Continue to comfort Pastor Young in our bereavement, O God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for each and every one of them, O God. We praise you. We worship you. In the name of Jesus, and those that are here this morning, we bless, ask you, Lord, to bless them in a special way. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we have prayed. Amen and amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful and blessed day. Stay in the presence of the Lord. In the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. Be blessed.